welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are here broadcasting live all the way at the W in Los Angeles, actually Hollywood, California. And we'd like to welcome you guys to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live on location once again. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And press that one. Feel free to anytime. And also, I want everybody to know you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich on all of the above. And right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be ready for tonight's segment. And we're going to be talking with Empress Nick. So stay tuned.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. So
welcome to Talking with Empress Nick, your favorite radio girl. I am your host, Empress Nick. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And if this is your first time listening in, I just want to let you know that this show is all about empowering women to pursue their passions while discovering their purpose. So I'm all about you, you know, making your passion your paycheck. So if that's your thing, this is the show for you. A major part of my movement on my social media, this radio show, the events that I put on here in Charlotte are, you know, all about empowering women to follow their passion. You know, I also like to spotlight passionate entrepreneurs and businesswomen. And my goal really is to give you a model that you can use. So that way, you know, you have a blueprint for your path to success. So, I try to get entrepreneurs and business women and people that have kind of already done it, so that way you can see and you can get tips and you can get tricks to start your business or to, you know, start whatever venture it is that you're trying to do. So that's just my whole goal. I also like to use this radio show as a platform to, you know, bring awareness to your brand. So whatever your brand is, if you need some type of exposure, you know, by all means, this show is for you. You know, we have over 1 million listeners in our combined networks. So if you have a business or product or even music that you'd like us to play, you need some type of exposure for your network, let's network. Let's network together. I'm offering affordable weekly and monthly packages, advertising, on-air interviews, radio play. So if you think that your brand can use some exposure, you can email me. My email is NicoleBanks@EmpressNick.com. And just email me and I can give you the rates and the details. I'm also on Twitter. So you can contact me that way as well. My Twitter is Ellison718, so that's ELO718 at Twitter. And then I'm also on Instagram. Instagram is Talking with Empress Nick. And I'm trying to get better with my blogging, but you can go right now. I actually have my passion and purpose up there on my blog, and the blog is www.empressnick.com. So I'm really, really excited tonight. I have a great show lined up for you. If you want to call in, the number is 323-580-5749. And tonight we're going to be discussing the VMAs. I know everybody was tuned in and watching that. It was a really, really great show. Also going to be talking about the stripper culture and, you know, how it's begun to influence rap music and hip-hop culture as a whole. And just a few current events. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after we take a short music break. Like I said, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me, you can give me a call at 323-580-5749.
I walk a lonely road, the only one.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl.
Oh, I didn't hear. That's what I'm saying. Last time you told me, I didn't know. Okay, go. And we're back. I apologize. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. You are in with the Empress Nick, talking with Empress Nick. And if you're just tuning in, you can give me a call at 323-580-5749 and press that 1 if you'd like to talk. Also, if you are following me on social media, you can use the hashtag Talking with Empress Nick and let me know that you're listening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the VMAs and stripper culture and whatever else you guys want to get into tonight. So let me know, did you get a chance to check out the MTV Video Music Awards? I thought it was a really great show, and I love that it was opened up by a performance by Nicki, and then it was actually closed down by a 15-minute concert by Beyonce. I thought that was really, really cool. I know a lot of people weren't expecting that. And if you missed the On the Run tour, then you basically got a snippet of, like, what the On the Run tour was like. And that Flawless remix that they have together right now is, like, one of my favorite songs. So that was cool to kind of see them. I wish they did have performed it together. I wish they would have performed Flawless on the show, but they didn't. But Nicki performed her new single, Anaconda, which she also just dropped the video for this past week. And the video, if you haven't seen it, it's very, very sexually visual. So there's like a lot of, it's almost like soft porn, if you ask me. There's a lot of booty shaking. There's a lot of twerking. There's a lot of suggested lyrics. And it's basically something that should have came on, like, after dark. So I don't even know how they're playing that, like, during the daytime. But I started to think, you know, and she also performed it at the VMA. So it was pretty much the same as the video. So I started to think, like, you know, how many girls are, like, watching MTV Awards right now and seeing, like, all of this? And how many girls have seen the video 50 times on MTV or BET? Or how many times have you heard the song 100 times a day, you know, on the radio? And even Beyonce, she had a part in her performance on the awards where, you know, her and her dancers were kind of using, like, a stripper pole for, like, the dance number, you know? And I'm like, wow, like, this is Beyonce, you know what I mean? Even she is, like, showing references and giving references to, like, twerking and dancing on a pole, and I don't know, it just got me to thinking, and then I kind of went to my social media and to see what, obviously, what people were talking about it, and I'm scrolling, and I'm like, damn, even on my social media, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, you know, every third picture is like a female bent over showing her butt, or a video of her and her girls twerking. You know what I mean? So it's just like that's all we see. It's like on TV. It's on the radio. It's on your social media. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I even got so frustrated the other day that I posted a post about it. You know, I'm just kind of tired of seeing the same thing over and over again. And, you know, I have teen girls. And I constantly worry about, you know, the images, the negative images, and the music that they listen to, and how it kind of, you know, influences their day-to-day, influences how they deal with each other, how they deal with other females, how they deal with men. And I just wonder, you know, how much of that affects their daily life. I know that it's only a small portion of the influences, you know, what you see on TV, what you see in social media, what you hear on the radio. And a lot of the influence that you get is from your family or, you know, whatever you've been taught as, you know, as you were young. But I believe that the culture, the stripper culture, is kind of like taking over. To me, that's what it seems like. It seems like it's taking over. And I'm not knocking anybody that's a stripper. If you are a stripper and that's how you pay your bills, that's your business. I'm not knocking you. I guess I'm just looking for some type of balance. I'm looking for, you know, where are the songs and the videos praising women for going to college, for being well-rounded, for having hobbies and interests, you know, something other than dropping it like it's hot. And, you know, even, like I said, on TV, it, you know, all the messy reality shows that we see where women are constantly fighting and hating on each other and getting famous by telling us who they slept with. They slept with a rapper. They slept with, you know, a ball player. So now they're on a show. They're famous. It's just like I'm inundated with it, and I'm sick of it. It has to be more than that for us, for our girls, you know. I have two teenage daughters, like I said, and I'm always worried about, you know, how they're going to see themselves, how they're going to, you know, treat other women, how, you know, what their values are, how what I teach them, is it, you know, when they walk out the door, are they more affected by what I've told them about themselves or what they see on TV or what they hear, you know, on the radio? So I want to hear from you. You know, if you have nieces, if you have teenage daughters, if you have granddaughters, if you have a cousin, how do you combat some of the negative images, you know, with positivity? What do you use as a positive equalizer? When I was growing up, my mother was my biggest influence. So, you know, a lot of the values and morals and everything that I have come from her. And so the only thing that I think of about my girls is, well, you know, I just have to do whatever I have to do to be that positive influence. And if they're only getting it from me, I just have to pray to God that my influence is stronger than, you know, what happens when they walk out the door. But like I said, I want to hear your opinion. Call in. Give me a call at 323-580-5749. Press that 1 and let me know that you want to speak with me. We're going to take a quick radio break right now, and we'll be right back with the show.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bringing 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
You knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
The whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, plainly. So go trigger on a gun like
Gigi Watt.
And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Talking with Empress Nick, and tonight we have a really, really hot topic. We're talking about the VMAs and Nicki Minaj's performance and Beyonce's performance, and I mentioned how, in my opinion, I felt like hip-hop culture as a whole, how the stripper culture was kind of taking over and kind of influencing a lot. And I think I have a caller on the line right now. Caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hello?
Houston. Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Well, I did have some callers on the line. If you're just tuning in, you can give us a call at 323-580-5749 and press that 1 if you want to talk.
Tonight we're talking about
the VMA performance, and I had mentioned how I, you know, was kind of frustrated with Nicki Minaj and Beyonce's performance and how it seemed like I was, like, at a local strip club, really, because there was so much booty popping and twerking, and there was a pole that was brought out and everything else. And I love Nicki and I love Beyonce, but that's just not what I want to see, like, from them all the time, on top of everything else that I see every day on my social media. I hear it on the radio. It's too much. So I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling inundated. And I wanted to know how you felt. Give us a call. Give me a call. Let me know what your opinion is. If you have girls, how do you combat all these negative images? Are you your daughter's or your mentor, your mentee's positive role model? Give me a call at 323-580-5749 and press that 1 and let me know if you want to talk. Do I have any callers on the line right now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Larissa, you on the air. Tell us where you're calling from.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick radio break. We seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, so please.
Larissa, are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Talking with Empress Nick. We got Miss Empress Nick on. Now, tell us your feedback on the topic today.
My feedback on the topic is basically the hip-hop culture, reality TV, the music that we're listening to or that our children are listening
Hello?
To. Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's still talking? Oh, my gosh. But I can hear you just fine.
I'm sorry. I think we're having technical difficulties here right now. You have to apologize, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Can you repeat what you were saying before?
I was stating that myself personally, working with a female mentoring organization that I founded, it is based on prevention of teen pregnancy. The hip-hop culture, reality TV, the music that they're listening to, it has had an impact on our youth. So the way that I try to deal with it is to let my girls know, for one, what you see on reality TV is not life. And I didn't watch the VMAs. I just was on social media, so I saw some of the things. One of the things that I personally do not agree with is Nicki Minaj's new video, the Anaconda video. Young ladies should not be made to feel that they have to dress provocative in order to get a man's attention. If anything, we should be raising our daughters to set goals and help them, you know, reach those goals. Unfortunately, we are being set back because of what we're being shown or what our children are being shown on TV. So it does start in the home. We have to groom our mothers sometimes as well in order for them to be positive role models to the girls.
Exactly, exactly. We agree with that. And I know Ms. Nicole Banks, I know she understands having two kids. Am I right, Ms. Nicole? Just having two ladies, you know, in regards to that. We just thank you again for calling in and sharing that with us. And be sure to stay tuned anytime, you know. We apologize for our technical difficulties, but we thank you for calling in.
Not a problem. Y'all have a good night.
And you have a blessed one as well. And just tune in Monday through Wednesday, 5 to 7, to Talking with Empress Nick as well. I see we have another caller from Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, you're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Keisha, and I'm from Houston, Texas.
So welcome to Talking with Empress Nick, all the way in Houston, one of my favorite places.
Great town. So first of all, I want to say the stripper mentality and rap music together is not something new. I mean, I remember watching videos of Rex and Effects, and girls were half naked on the beach, and you have Luke with, you know, the loop dancers. So that's the epitome of stripper right there. So that's nothing new. I think for our girls nowadays, first of all, we have to say it's self-image, okay? We need to start with not just our females. We need to start with our males. We need to teach our sons what's acceptable and what they need to look for in a woman. So we can't just say, okay, girls, you need to have a better self-image. Second of all, as far as my daughters get their self-image and what they should handle themselves, not from me, but from their dad. And I feel like, I think as men in our culture, they need to take some responsibility and not just be one side with girls having to cover up and not do this, not do that. So it is a two-way street. But it's nothing new. Sex sells. Nobody's buying a Nicki Minaj album for knowledge or education. So, you know, she's not Sister Soulja. So either you're going to go for the sex or you're not. And it's what sells. And that's what made her, literally her name is Minaj. So we're not going to expect anything from her but what she does. And she does it well. And if you like her music, deal with it. If not, go buy a gospel album.
I got that right. I know that song is just not. But also, I see some changes being made, too, because I do agree with Nicole, you know, talking with Empress Nick, that people are, but it seems like we're showing more. You know, it's not leaving anything to imagination no more. As I look at these award shows, everybody is wearing pretty much the same thing, a leotard or some short shorts.
I remember going, when I was young, we would go to skating rinks and we would see girls in jeans and, like, bras. So it's nothing new being half naked. And I just think as our society, we veer away from our sexuality. And it's really, when you make it a big deal, that's when it becomes taboo.
That is true. That is so true. I so agree. And, you know, just for everyone to know, you know, it's been happening, you know. That's true, it's been happening. But also, I think now we're getting a little more fuller. And we're getting a little more detailed in our wear, too, you know, versus anybody else.
I think the only difference I would actually see is the acceptance with other cultures and sexuality. I think as African American people, we are, in my opinion, I think we are naturally sexual. And I just think now it's just becoming more mainstream and it's being accepted by other cultures. But I don't think we should shun away from it. It's who we are. You just have to be able to be sexual and responsible. And that's what we need to teach our girls, to respect themselves, but don't be ashamed of your bodies either, because there's nothing to be ashamed of.
And Empress Nick, you got any comments on that as well?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what was going on with my phone. But, yes, I think I agree. I agree that we are as humans, we're sexual people. I definitely agree with that part. I definitely feel like there's money trying to be made off of it, too, and that's where sometimes it's, you know, things can become misconstrued or, you know, it's looked at another way. It's looked at more than just being innocent because people are making money. People are making money off of women, you know, showing their body, selling sex, doing this, doing that. But like I said before, and I agree with you too, there's nothing new under the sun. It was happening, you know, years and years ago, and I guess if we don't, you know, stop it, it's going to continue to happen. But I definitely think it's more important to respect yourself. I definitely think it's more important to have more to offer than, you know, just your physical appearance. Like I said, you know, whatever makes, if you're comfortable with it, I'm good with it. I just like to have that balance. If there's going to be 50 million songs on the radio about, you know, dropping it like it's hot, I want to hear another 50 million about, you know, something positive. I want the role models to be shown, the good role models to be shown as well.
It's not going to happen. It's human nature. We want to see the train wreck. We want to see what the taboo is. Nobody wants to sit there and hear "Ladies First" by Queen Latifah. It's not where we are as a culture right now.
So what do you think has changed, though? Because
if you don't like the music, then you need to turn.
We did hear "Ladies First."
Right, and was "Ladies First" selling like Anaconda? No, it's about money.
Oh, it surely wasn't.
You know, as an artist, do you want to? I guess, you know, we had the Lauryn Hills or the Alicia Keys who can make a conscious statement and still make money, but they're far and few between. Again, if your name is Minaj and you got on by making sexual references and sexual music, you can't turn back. There's nothing she can say right now that's going to enlighten my daughters to say, hey, I'm going to cover up.
Yeah,
my daughters
I agree.
Are going to learn.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have two daughters as well, and I think my two daughters look to me and their dad for what they should do and what they shouldn't do in life. And that's just with every child. You need to be a parent. You can't let superstars parent your children.
I agree with you 100% on that. And I thank you so much for calling. I'm going to wrap it up on that. I agree that your parents should be the main people that you're looking for to, you know, for a positive influence. You should be your daughter's biggest role model. So, Keisha, I thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate you. You sound like a very, very intelligent woman, and I'm sure that your daughters appreciate you, and I'm sure that you are their biggest influence as well. Are you there? So, guys, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on tonight. I'm having technical difficulties, excuse me. I hope you guys haven't turned away from the show. I hope you're still enjoying the show tonight. Our callers were very, very good tonight, but I want to go ahead and wrap up. And you know what? Being that I said I only see, like, negative and this, that, and the third, I wanted to actually finish up with something positive that I saw. So I did see a positive story in the news this week. There was a little leaguer by the name of Monet Davis, and she actually made history and headlines this week by becoming the first girl to throw a shutout in the Little League World Series. She was also the first little leaguer to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So kudos to her. I thought that was really, really good. And also someone else that's making news is Keke Palmer. Actually, today is her 21st birthday, so she's doing big things for being so young. She's on the cover of a teen magazine that I came across by the name of Sesi, S-E-S-I. I had never heard of it before, but if you have young girls, it's catered to young girls, and she made the cover of that. She also has a talk show on BET. So I thought that was really, really good. That's, you know, something that's positive. So I want to thank my callers for calling in tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. If you want to stay in touch with me you can go to my blog at www.empressnick.com. I'm also on social media. My Instagram is Talking with Empress Nick. I'm also on Facebook by Nicole Banks. So if you want to connect with me, you can do that. I, like I said before earlier in the show, this show is a platform for entrepreneurs and businesswomen. And if you have music or some type of art that, you know, you'd like us to showcase, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, if you would like to have your music played on the show, if you'd like an on-air interview, please email me at NicoleBanks@EmpressNick.com. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to say a quick, give a quick shout out to my sponsor tonight. The sponsors for the show are Renegade Revolt App, Car 104, Sheraton Hotel North Texas, Toyota, and Sensual Elegance Body. So thank you for tuning in to Empress Nick. You can catch me here again next week, same time, 8:15 p.m. on the Nicki Rich Show. And I thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Get Body with Saoya Brock on the Nicki Rich Show. I am your host this evening, Saoya Brock, and if you are listening and you do want to call in, you can give us a call at 323-580-5749. The song that you just heard was G.A.W., Grown Ass Woman by Lamine, CEO of Cali's Own Mafioso Music, Fashion, and Film. Tonight's show, I am one of the hosts in this evening by myself. I did have a guest that was going to come on the show, a chairman of a company that I'll be talking about this evening. She wasn't able to make the show, but because of her organization and everything that she is doing in the community with health and fitness and awareness, I am going to still, you know, talk about her organization and the walk that she has coming up. So definitely listen in, you know, for that information, especially if you're here in Atlanta. And just a quick bio about my segment and my business. I am the owner of Sensual Elegance Body. I have a small online boutique. My company is designed to help women reach their weight loss goals. We do provide name brand Colombian waist trainers, cinchers, butt lifters, body shapers, and more. We do carry sizes ranging from extra small to 6X on certain styles. So definitely check out, you know, the website, which is sensualelegancebody.bigcartel.com. If you do follow my Instagram, if you're a new listener, my Instagram, you can reach me at SENELEBODY. That's Senel Body. There's plenty of pictures of and videos of my customers, also my celebrity clientele. You'll also see pictures of Gwen Bolden Smith, which I am actually endorsed by, who is also the owner of Body by Gwen. And she is also a client of Nikki Rich. That's actually how me and her met. If you listen to any of the previous segments, last week I actually was able to interview Gwen, so she was on the show, so definitely shout-outs to her. I have also other things that I have sponsored, other people and companies that I've also sponsored. This year, 2014, I did sponsor Miss April Ross here in Atlanta. She has her own show as well, and she did actually do the Stellar Award. So I actually had a commercial and a banner and everything running for that. Also, Nikki Rich, I do sponsor her as well as the BET Awards. Pretty much anything that, you know, Nikki Rich does, I am definitely a part of that. Different magazine ads, radio, TV interviews, commercials, fashion shows, anywhere that I can, you know, sponsor and, you know, help anyone with their business, their companies. You know, definitely I try to support. I'm also affiliate with Sensual Elegance Shoes. I am also the owner of my own management company, which is Zulu Management, and also Mafioso Music, Fashion, and Film. So, again, if you are looking to reach out to me, if there's any artist that has any, you know, music, if you want to do music drops or anything on my show, definitely you can follow my management Instagram, which is Zunay Management, and that's ZHOONAYMNGT. You can also follow my Twitter, which is MissBeans3. And I also have a personal Instagram, which is MissBeans3. You can also follow me there as well just to get a personal of, you know, who I am and what I'm about, things like that. Also, if you, again, listen to any of our past shows on Blog Talk Radio, again, you'll hear Gwen Bolden Smith. You'll also hear my interview with Jamie Hayes. He's a personal trainer here in Atlanta. He's the owner of his own gym, Peak Performance 360. And for the Nikki Rich Show, we do have some great sponsors, so I definitely want to give recognition to the sponsors. We have, of course, Toyota. We have the Sheraton Hotel, North Texas. We have the Renegade Revolt app. They were on the show last night, so hope you guys listened to that. If you didn't, definitely go and, you know, check that interview as well. Also as well, Power 104 radio station, and then, of course, my company, Sensual Elegance Body. So before I get into my interview, I was able to actually do an interview with the lady Delphine Nav, who is the chairman of the Sandtown Health that I'm going to talk about. I was able to ask her some questions. She did answer them for me, so we're actually going to get into that. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get back to the show.
Put your hands in the air,
Put your
hands in the air. Oh, nana, look what you done started. Oh, nana, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, nana, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, nana, if you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
na na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh na na na. Oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh na na na. Oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh yeah, I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even gotta check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like, oh na na, look what you done started. Oh na na, why you gotta act so naughty? About to spend all this cash. Oh na na, if you keep shaking that. Oh na na na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh na na na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it.
To celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh yeah, all the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh yeah,
girl you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm like say,
oh na na, look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh na na,
oh na na,
why you gotta act so naughty? Spend all this cash. Oh na na
na na.
If you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh na na na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving
if you're
tonight.
Loving tonight.
Oh na na na. Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, oh na na na. Oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh na na na. Oh na na na.
Lucky night.
Everybody say,
when we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Everybody say,
you feeling lucky tonight.
When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Oh na na na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving
if you love
tonight.
Love, love, love. Oh na na na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Now, hello, and we are back at my segment. This is your host, Sa'oya Brock, and we are here at the Nikki Rich Show, live on Blog Talk Radio. And again, if you are listening and you do want to call in, just give us a call at 323-580-5749. You can call in. You can talk to me if you have any questions about fitness, about waist training. If you want to talk about any type of health or wellness tips, definitely call in. I will take time out to talk to a caller. So what I want to get into right now, again, I am interviewing a lady by the name of Delphine Nass. She's here in Atlanta. Her organization is called Sandtown Health. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the questions that I was asking her and the information about her company. It was just a couple of questions, which is what I do with anyone that, you know, calls in and I interview. We just give a couple questions and then, you know, let them go ahead and answer and, you know, tell about themselves and, you know, what they actually offer as far as any type of fitness, health, or wellness tips that, you know, anyone can have. So the first question that I had asked Delphine was, what is Sandtown Health and Wellness? And this was Delphine's answer. She said, First, let me start off by saying thank you for promoting our event on your show. My friend and partner's name, which is Karen Brown, came to me one day and asked what I thought about hosting a health fair in our community. We never had a health fair in our community before, but we both had a passion for being healthy. So 12 additional talented individuals joined us, and we started planning the Sandtown Health and Wellness Fair. Our nonprofit organization is called Healthy Sandtown. We provide resources and information that are vital to healthy communities and would further impact families in a positive way. We want to bring Atlanta residents, especially those in the Sandtown community, together under the concept that healthy families build strong communities. This event is free to the public. We will also have health screenings, classes, trainings, and seminars available at no cost to those who attend. One of our biggest vendors is OGCC, Behavioral Health Services, who will provide mental health screenings, so we are definitely excited. The next question that I had asked Delphine was, what was her position there at Sandtown Health and Wellness? She is actually the chairwoman of the planning committee, and she oversees all of the subcommittees to make sure that, you know, everything's on schedule, all the tasks are assigned. And Karen Brown, who I just mentioned earlier, she's actually the co-chair of the co-chair of the program, and they've been doing this for along with other 12 other individuals to, you know, promote good health. The next question that I had asked was, has it always been established in Georgia? And she actually said no. However, this was the first annual event, you know, that will be here in Georgia. And so my next question that I asked her was, what was the walk for? And the reason I'm mentioning the walk is because I actually, one of my followers on Instagram had reposted one of their flyers, and it caught my attention. I seen it, and I asked, you know, one of my followers, did, you know, was it her company or anything that she had to do with it, you know, that I would like to, you know, be able to have them on the show. So that's how I actually reached out and, you know, got in touch with her, not really knowing what it was about until I was able to talk to her yesterday on the phone. And I was really excited, and I was really shocked just to find out, you know, the information about the walk as well as the panel. And I'm definitely going to get into the panel and who's actually going to be speaking. So if there are people here in Atlanta that want to be a part of, you know, the walk, which is September 13th, you definitely, you know, want to come out. There is some really good people that are actually going to be on the panel. So, again, I asked her, you know, what was the walk about? And her answer was that, you know, the walk for health is to bring awareness to the community that walking is good for your health and to encourage others to get active and to stay active. And the date is September 13, 2014. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the event, again, is going to be an annual event. You can definitely contact Delphine Knapp at 678-642-4830. They do have Twitter, they have Instagram, they have Facebook. Basically, you can hashtag Healthy Sandtown or you can hashtag Walk for Health. If you follow them on any of the social media, it's just Healthy Sandtown, so you can definitely follow them there. What I found interesting about this event, again, was the people that are actually going to be on this panel. There's going to be the Fulton County Chairman, John Eaves. It will be the Representative, Roger Bruce, the Commissioner, Emma Darnell, and also radio personality, Michael McFadden. The MCs for that evening is actually going to be Miss Georgia Plus America 2013, and her name, I believe, is Shakiva Felder, and also the other MC will be Mr. Edgar McCloy Baines. So they're going to be there. So it's definitely going to be a good panel. I am going to be there. My business is going to represent. We're also going to represent, you know, the Nikki Rich Show. This is actually something big, something that I didn't really think that it was actually going to be this big until, you know, I was able to talk to her and just find out everything about it. I was just assuming that it was going to be a walk. But just looking at the flyer, if you go to my Instagram or you go to their Instagram, you'll be able, you know, to see it and see what's all there. They're going to have, you know, games. There's going to be a bounce house for the kids. You know, it tells you about the walk. all of the screenings that will be there. You'll be able to get, you know, a body fat percentage, your blood type testing. There's fitness assessments, dental, vision, sickle cell, bone marrow. There's classes like Zumba, Caribbean dance, martial arts. So it's definitely a good seminar. It's definitely something that, you know, this nonprofit organization is doing for the community. So I was very excited to be able to talk to her and even be asked to come out to the event. So when I go to the event, I'm definitely going to, you know, take in all of the information, you know, definitely, you know, meet and speak with different people about health and fitness and awareness and all of the different things that they're going to be offering. And I've actually invited her to come back to the show to where we'll actually be able to talk about a lot of the things, you know, that took place. So, you know, again, if you are in the Atlanta area, definitely this is a good event where you can bring, you know, your family, your kids, you know, get some screenings, maybe some things that have been bothering you, you know, where most people, they just go to Google and they want to Google something and not really know what's going on. This is actually, you know, something that the family, you know, can do, and you can get some very good information. And again, the honorary speakers are amazing, so I definitely can't, you know, wait for that to be able to listen and hear, you know, what everyone has to say, you know, towards health and wellness. So that's going to be definitely interesting. And again, it's going to be September 13, 2014. So that was going to be, you know, my guest, but again, you know, this is a health and wellness fitness show, you know, talking about waist training and everything, so definitely I still, you know, wanted to mention that and bring that to everybody's attention, especially if you're here in Atlanta. So now what I'm going to do, we're going to see if we have a caller on the line, and if you definitely, again, want to call in, you know, give us a call. You can ask me any questions, you know, anything that you may want to talk about that's surrounding around fitness. Again, the number is 323-580-5749. So we're going to see if we actually have a caller.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do you mind if I tell the truth for a second, y'all?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Maybe I deserve to wonder who calling so damn late for you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from my state. Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town.
Later on this evening,
and he was just wondering if you and him could hang out.
Whoa.
I don't like it. No, I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
For
you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to put on a sexy dress for me to ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it off like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, but maybe
yeah,
to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? To take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times.
Maybe
I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy. things I did to.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You just listened to Tank, and we are back. I am Sa'Oya Brock, and this is my segment, Get Bodied with Sa'Oya Brock. This is my health and wellness segment this evening, and we actually do have a caller on the line, and her name is Tammy, and she has some questions. So we're going to go ahead and bring Tammy on, and we're going to talk to Tammy real quick. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, I was so excited to hear about that event. Can you share the address, please, and also the website?
Yes, actually, the address, again, the date is September 13, 2014. It is on a Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Their address is Sandtown Center Pavilion, and it looks like 1510 Sand Bay Drive Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. 30331, and the website is www.healthysandtown.com.
Thank you.
All right, well, you are welcome. Did you have any other questions for the show?
No, that's all I needed. Thanks.
No problem. Well, we definitely thank you for calling in and getting bodied at the Nikki Rich Show with Sa'Oya Brock, and you enjoy the rest of your evening. All right, so that was our caller, Tammy. I'm assuming that Tammy is out here in Atlanta. Again, the address is Sandtown Center Pavilion. If you do want to come out and join the walk, it does look like the walk is 1 mile, and it looks like from the information that I have, they're going to start out at the pavilion. There is like a center subdivision that they're actually, you know, everybody will be walking through. So you'll kind of go through the estates and the sections of the subdivision. It's going to wind around to the glens. And at the end of the village is kind of where it's going to end off at. And they also, you know, let me know that the participants of the walk will receive four health t-shirts. So you'll be able to do the walk with your family. You'll get, you know, t-shirts. Again, it's a mile long, but the whole, you know, entire program is from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, the website, again, if anyone wanted to check out Healthy Sandtown, which is www.healthysandtown.com. And we're also going to see if we have another caller on the line. Okay, so I'm assuming we don't.
Put your hands in the air,
Trigger.
Put your hands in the air.
What's that on that beat?
Oh, Nana, look what you done started. Oh, Nana, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Nana, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, Nana, if you keep shaking that.
Oh.
Na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you love things tonight.
Oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like,
oh, na-na. Look what you done started. Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty? I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
To celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Leave them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm excited.
Oh,
you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, nana.
Oh, nana.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
Acting a fool.
Oh, nana.
Hey.
About to spend all this cash.
If you're loving the night,
ooh, nah, nah, nah.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
And we are back, and who you were just listening to, of course, that was Mr. Trey Songz. And we thought we had a caller on the line, but we don't have a caller, and that's okay. But we definitely have plenty of listeners. I was just checking my Twitter and my Instagram and my Facebook. All, you know, everybody is listening. I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to my segment, Get Body with Saoya Brock. I definitely also want to thank everyone for listening in to just the Nikki Rich Show, all of our hosts this evening, our host today, if you were able to listen to that show. So definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. We love all of our listeners, because without our listeners, we would not be here. I want to give my information again where you can contact me. Also give my website in case any women out there are interested in waist training with Sensual Elegance Body. You can contact me through my email, any of my social media, and ask me any questions. I'm definitely, you know, available to answer anything for you. I also have a discount that's going on right now, which is actually every day. I give a discount every day. 15% off of everything on the website. Just use code RED, R-E-D-D. 15, and you'll get 15% off of everything on the website, some of the best deals, best prices that you'll find. My website, again, is www.sensualelegancebody.bigcartel.com. Definitely go check it out. You'll see the video slide right on the front of, you know, my endorser, Gwen Bolden Smith. You'll also be able to see a lot of my celebrity clients. Won't name no names. Just go to the website, check it out. Go to my Instagram, which is Sen L Body, and that's SenElBody. You can check out my management page, Instagram, which is Zhonay Management, ZHOONAYMNGT. And that's for all of, you know, my music producers, if you're a model, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're a rapper, indie artist, sing R&B, whatever it is, if you want to get your music heard, I mean, we have tons of listeners. We are global, so definitely if you want to get heard, you never know who's listening. It could be another producer. It could be an A&R. It could be anybody, you know, in the industry that can take you further. I tell everybody when I make my post, everybody has love for their city. Your city can take you as far as your city can take you, but drop me some of your music, and I can definitely take you global, because that's what we do here in the Nikki Rich Show. So, again, check out my page, Zhonay Management, and also my personal, you know, Instagram, which is MissBeans3, and that's MSBEANS3, and that's also my Twitter name as well. So you can also, you know, catch me on Twitter. Pretty much anything that I post on my Instagrams or my Facebook, I also, you know, put those on Twitter. So you can definitely, you know, follow me there. And if you're listening, you know, shout me out. Everybody's kind of shouting me out. I'm blowing up my Twitter right now, so I'm definitely going to get to everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and close out my show. And again, I want to thank everybody, you know, just for tuning in. You know, thanks for all of the support. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the shout-outs that I'm getting right now. So I am going to go ahead and sign off. I want to thank everyone again for listening. And God bless you all for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. And enjoy the rest of your night.
Hey. Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play at. Play on, play at. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, face to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, push the fat rise, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style, she knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
oh,
yeah. I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up,
bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't put those things. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I predict you so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is on. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending the call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Full effect.
in full effect. Blaze in full effect. Ain't nothing going on but the rain. Yeah. Play on, play it.
Play on, play it.
Play on,
play on,
play on,
play on.
Cause I like it.
I like it.
No diggity, no doubt.
Black Street Productions.